You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Any other announcements? Now we'll go to the scripture reading. Today it's in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. But the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And Father God, we just ask for Your blessing on this the reading of Your holy word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake, amen.
Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check. It's been a while since I've done this. I'm always in the back pew collecting the content, not creating the content. It's a real joy. As I prepared for this week, we knew Wayne was traveling and teaching at the Truth for Today conference. And Clark asked me if I would teach. And I said, well, I'm sure I have time this week. I'll prepare a lesson. And sure enough, an employee of mine quit in England. So it threw my whole week into England time mode. So I was like, wow. So on Saturday, I'm like, wow, I've got to prepare a lesson. What am I going to do? Well, I have one prepared, and it's a why does it matter? Let's go ahead and open the prayer and we'll get started. Father, we pause now to thank You for this lesson. Thank You for the preparation of it. Thank You for the message that it gives. We thank You for the fact that we at Right Division here, Northside Bible Church, practice Right Division, and we get to preach it. We're an Acts 28 perspective. We thank You for Wayne, who prepares lesson each week, and all the teachers who have prepared content to claim Right Division through Your word. And we thank You for Your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank You for all He does for us. For it's in Christ's name we pray and ask it. Amen. So, normally, when I teach a lesson, I have a handout. I thought, my gosh, today's world, there's no handouts. There's PowerPoints, there's whiteboards. And I've told Clayton I won't go to the whiteboards so he can, I don't have to follow me. But I'll be using a PowerPoint, so we sure have some slides here. Now, the challenge is, I'm a detailed guy. That may shock you. I love detail. And in my role as a VP of Solution Consulting for a global payroll company, I'm always at search of maximum detail to describe how it works and how it does. And the salespeople hate that. They want me to turn it down. They want me to be as less detail as possible, just enough information to make them happy and make a sale. Well, if you ask me how something's done, I soon take an hour to explain how it's done, and after that hour, you'll feel more confident that, hey, he knows what he's talking about, and I believe it can be done. Well, they're explaining to me that you can do that in 5 minutes, Bill. You don't have to go for an hour. I've learned that's true. But in preparing for this lesson yesterday, I started with a few slides, and it turned out to be 40 or 50. So please bear with me. Let's get started. Now, why does it matter? You know, as Wayne teaches these lessons, and he goes into massive detail, and I enjoy that because that's me. And from that perspective, I love detail. And if you look at, why does it matter? So if you look at many lessons that come from Northside Bible Church aren't just one and done. They're just not show up, nice messages, and move on. They're a part of a study that can go on for weeks, months even. And for me, that's great. So here, the minimum button, if I have a control, I'm not really saying we're on the minimum setting. Here we go maximum, right? You basically are getting a lesson that's a compound study that in 40 weeks you may have the culmination of this study. And that's great. But if I were visiting Northside, I would come in and say, what is going on here? And, of course, that's why we're so excited to prepare materials for the website, the videos, the audio files, and, of course, the downloadable material, which you can obviously get from that site. Now, why does it matter? Northside Bible Church was founded in 1965. I was born in 1963. So when my dad had me, he was a manager at the Pancake House, where Pastor McClain would come in and hold some Bible studies in the booth, and he overheard him one day and got convicted and was saved by overhearing Mac present the teaching at his pancake house. So it's a real blessing because my dad was saved through Pastor McLean and got involved with Bible studies and part of the foundation of this church that has been a part of my whole life. Now, at the beginning, it was always a non-denominational Bible study church. From its get-go, we decided not to be a one-and-done kind of feel-good, come in, and you're happy, you feel much better now, and you move out. Yeah, we're going to study the Word of God, and by gosh, you'll come away with a piece of meat. And I've enjoyed that. So if you look at what we have defined as our who we are, what we believe, we basically have, it's on the Northside Bible Church Facebook page. You can click on this. But, you know, we believe in one God existing in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Verbally inspired Word of God is the rule of all rules, right? There's this highest authority is God's Word. So Jesus Christ is begotten by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin Mary. He's very much a God-man. He's very, very much God and very much man. We believe in total depravity of man. You're basically conceived in sin. The once ungodly sinner is justified by God's grace upon the ground that the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You know, he is the only way to bridge the gap between yourself and God, the man Christ Jesus, who shed his blood for you. Who you need to accept that and become part of his team. Now, eternal security is in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and the coming again of what he'll come again and basically raise us in resurrection. Now, Holy Spirit is one who takes Christ and completely identifies the believer with Christ as God, and the Father made him Christ to be in us. So the Holy Spirit is a deposit that we receive once we become saved. So that deposit's made by God. So once you're saved, you can't lose that. So believing that the body of truth was caused, and Paul calls it a mystery, in Ephesians 3, is the revelation which Christ gave to Paul in this, for this present dispensation, and was given at the after Acts 28. And that's nice because right now Wayne's study is on Acts 29. And I'll get into here in a little bit the magnification glass of looking at that dividing line. Okay, so nothing short of obedience of this contents will suffice for maturity in Christ, which we say in Colossians 1:25-28. The mystery was not a subject of former revelations. You can't find it in Scripture anywhere. It was hidden in God before the foundation of the world, and it was revealed after Acts 28 by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians and Colossians. Now, we see here Ephesians 4, 1 through 6 is a guidance for spiritual unity with a view toward the unity of faith, verse 13, and toward a view toward a unity in the church, which is his body, where Christ is the head, verse 15. And baptism will be in accordance with Ephesians 4, 5. And traditional religious ceremonies will be an observance and shall be observed by the definition of Colossians 2, 14 through 16. We don't have time to go read those. But this is our statement. Northside was built on believing this from the get-go. So, why does that matter? Okay, well, I'm the webmaster for RightDivision.com. What perspective does it give me? As a webmaster, I love detail. You know, somewhere when I was brought in this world and I was raised as a little boy, I love detail. I love models. I love building things. You know, as I eventually got married and my wife would ask me a question, I would start answering. And she'd do this. Now, what are you doing? I'm putting on the seatbelt for I'm being taken for a ride because you're, you know, what? I'm being thorough in my answer. What do you mean? So I've learned to be more, have brevity at the right point. I'm trying to mature and learn these things, but I love detail. So that gives me content, and I love content. More content, a better website, right? Well, what does that matter? Well, Northside Bible Church has always had presented lengthy studies from the get-go. I mean, you go back and you research Pastor McLean, he wouldn't just do a one and done. He did series. He did studies. And you look at the time frame he spent here from 66 to 90 when he passed away. That was basically, if you take those 24 years times 52, that gets 1,248 weeks of possible content. I'm thinking like a webmaster, right? You know, glorious. But wait, he was of that time frame where there wasn't recording. But some people thought it would be wise to record some lessons on cassette tapes. Thank you, Mike Tatum. You know, he pulled out the cassette tapes, which looked like that. You may not have seen it before, but we have around here because we converted them. We had boatloads of these, and they were taking over rooms and stacks of stuff. So they sat in rooms forever, aging. But once it became apparent we could convert those, we started doing that. So what made me think of this is Tychicus, because I've often asked myself, what is my role in this effort? What have I brought to the table? Well, the Lord's prepared me to be a Tychicus, because Paul here in these verses has described him, and this is a depiction of him writing something and giving to Tychicus in a prison setting. But if you look at, in 2 Timothy 4, chapter 12, I'll read it to you. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. So he trusted Tychicus with delivering messages. And that was very important back then. Because you think about this, there's no cell phones. There's no internet. There's no cars. I mean, you think about today's generation, you know, my boys were raised with a cell phone. Like, it's everybody has one. No? When I was in school in 80, graduated 81 in high school, we wrote hand notes. So we didn't have phones. And, you know, a dimensional shift, you think about putting yourself back in those days, the Paul taking journeys. If you look at Acts chapter 20, verse 4, when he mentions Tychicus and the journeys of the group that's going on with him and support, Tychicus is right there. So, Tychicus is kind of my hero because he's behind the scenes, but he's supporting the effort. And I feel like I'm not in the front line, but I'm doing all I can behind the scenes to get the Waynes of the world and the Max of the world and Derek's of the world. They put time and effort into producing material and content from a Right Division, Acts 20 perspective. Let me help get it out there. And I told Derek's daughter, she's now living in California. If tornadoes blew this building away or we couldn't meet, I would meet with your dad, you know, in a closet to record a lesson to get on the website. That's how hungry I am for content, right? So the great stuff they produce, I want to capture and make it available for everybody. So what does it matter? Well, this tape ministry was formed to convert those tapes. Thank you, Shirley. That was a real blessing because, again, Clark, you mentioned in the morning prayer, thank you for the Lord providing the talents that we need to make things happen. And we're a small group, but, you know, we have the people to make things happen. Mike recorded the tapes. Shirley converted the tapes. I then took the converted files and put them on the website. It just takes a little bit, but it goes up a long, long ways. Now, you look at the old website. This picture is of the original website I created. And at a point in time, when we realized that we got these tapes converted, we could have the content available for people across whatever to review Mac's material, here to Mac. And all of a sudden, we post these lessons, and all of a sudden, people want a lot more. So we were heavy to get as much as converted as possible. So we went to the very end of converting what we had saved, what had not become decrepit or poor quality. We kept converting those. Now we've got massive content on our website. Today, on rightdivisions.com, you've got 30 studies, over 295 lessons of Mac, and of course, 26 articles, one chart, and 9 publications. And that is the blessing from converting the material we've saved through the tapes, and of course the writings and materials he wrote through the years. So it was very much a blessing. So I wanted to show the old website because I thought at least to look. Now, why does that matter? Well, if you look at this one Sacred Seeker study he has, it has over 40 lessons. So, you know, it may not be back when, you know, video was in play or you know, more available content to play, but it's certainly 40 lessons. It at least took 40 weeks to deliver this study. And it was a great one. So you'll find this on the website. You'll notice here a little microphone with 40 beside it. The new website has features that if you were to click on that microphone, it's called a power view. So if you click on the microphone, or I'll show you later a video, a little video icon, that is a power listing of all the content for this topic to show like 10 per page of that, of all the content. So you can easily navigate and get to the content. So that's been a real blessing to invoke that. Now, why does that matter? Well, you know, I was raised here at Northside Bible Church, and here's a picture of Mac and Peggy at my wedding with my wife. And, you know, having been raised here, I then attended, graduated from high school in 81, then attended the University of Oklahoma from 81 to 85. And I started out as an engineer. I wanted to be a mechanical engineer because I'm detailed. But what they didn't tell me was that I'd be really a rocket scientist on mathematics, which really kind of got me. So at the time, I was struggling with math, and the oil bust happened. So everybody was fleeing engineering school. So yet I fled engineering school and became a business and finance major. Well, you know, I don't really use that now. But it prepared me for being a techie. Now back then at university, in 81, 85, we were using terminals. I was writing, you know, code, COBOL, Fortran, all this new code stuff wouldn't existed yet. So, you know, I thought, man, in today's world, the access kids have with iPads, iPhones, modern technologies, how much easier would that be? Well, it's probably, no, they don't expect more of you for that. So it's a blessing. So I was involved with a Bible study when I became a senior down at campus and had Matt come and attend a study as a guest, and that was a real joy to have him come in and spend time with the guys. I had a rally to get a Bible study together and look at it from an Acts 28 perspective. So why does that matter? Well, you know, I eventually joined Control Data in 1989, and I was hired to install payroll systems. Well, as I graduated from OU, I thought, hey, I have a finance degree, I'm kind of techie. My brother has done insurance, so maybe I could be a banker. So I interviewed for banking roles, and a fraternity brother of mine said, hey, come over here and interview for a payroll installer. I said, payroll installer? What's that? It's something you get. I didn't realize it was a whole industry of, you know, functionality and services that support businesses to be able to outsource their payroll administration to companies. Okay, I didn't realize that, but sure enough, when they said, look, you got to be one of the mainframe, I'm in, right? So we had a mainframe here in Oklahoma City that we processed payrolls for. And, you know, I was at a training camp in Minneapolis when Pastor Mac died in, you know, March of 1990. And I learned that, you know, he wanted me to be a pallbearer, and that really touched me. I was very sad I wasn't able to be here, be part of that. But, you know, again, why does that matter? Well, you know, Derek McCammon was part of the church, and his father, Ben, was a co-founder of this place. And it was always the Ben and Mac show, and it was great having Ben read the scriptures, and Derek was always in the background. And eventually, Derek took over McCammon Associates, and he was called to teach. So Derek was an attorney, but really followed his first steps to run the McCammon Associates, right? So I worked for Derek while I finished my degree as a real estate appraiser. And I was able to work with Chris. We had a great time together. We enjoyed cup putting. That was great. I'll never forget how much fun that was. But as May 23rd, you know, I was married to my wife, and that was right before I joined Control Data. But I want to give a little happy anniversary. It'll be 31 years this May 23rd. But my wife and my son will be on a trip to Boston for his senior trip. And that's okay because we've never been able to celebrate our anniversary in May because he's a teacher. It's always in June. But we didn't want to be a June bride, right? So, here, youngins. But why does that matter? Well, Derek had his own business to run, but he had the wherewithal to teach 33 studies, 499 lessons, wrote an article in a publication. He taught from January 2nd, 2000 through 27th of January, 2013. That's over 13 years of content. Again, think of the webmaster, right? Over 676 potential lessons I could capture and use as content on the website. Now, we only captured 499, so somewhere we dropped one. But, you know, it's amazing that he was able to teach and deliver material because he's running a business. You know, he could have used that excuse that it's not, I can't do that, it's not my role. But yet he did it, and he did it really well. So he basically was a great teacher, and we captured all this for the website. But, you know, if you look at his longest lesson from the beginning, it has over 35 lessons in it. So study was his longest lesson, his longest series, and had 35 lessons. Why does that matter? Well, while he was teaching, a little thing called the Internet grew up. Now, the Internet had been around for quite some time, and ARPANET and all that. I won't bore you with the details. But when the World Wide Web became relevant, all of a sudden it became a way to distribute content. And I thought, bing! Of course, I love to play with things. And Mr. Detail, I said, hey, I need to probably set up a website. So, sure enough, on November 26, 2000, we launched WriteDivision.com. Now, this is, you see this long page, this is the length of the homepage. And it's skinny because I wanted to make sure that if somebody wanted to print it out, a web page, it would fit on an 8.9 by 11 piece of paper. But this is also the audio room page where I had tabs and you're able to click on the month. And this was the first lesson that was presented because end of January that year, Leland was here and he taught one lesson for the church. And what was great about this is when we formed the website, there were some people in the church that said, man, it probably is a good idea not to really attach it to Northside because if people want to contribute either money or material, it will cause conflict. So we developed Write Division, Inc. as a nonprofit standalone entity where Northside can contribute material to a standalone entity called Write Division. And the website was born. So thank you, Clark, for one of those people. Again, thank you, Clark. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Shirley, for everything you've done to get us this far. Now, if you look at the fact that Leland was, you know, provided the first lesson we promoted, he was running the Loops Ministry, and Loops Ministries were tightly integrated with Write Division, with Northside here because we supported that ministry. And, of course, Clark, you're on the board there as well. And, you know, there's a close connection between Leland and Mac. As a matter of fact, I think I'll share a story. This is secondhand, so correct me if I'm wrong. Leland used to be a smoker. And he smoked. And he was always put down by, you know, church members who were anti-smoking. And all of a sudden he met Mac. Mac is like, you know, uber, you know, like Yoda teacher, and he smoked. He was so excited. And he got Mac to be able to say, Mac, I got a question for you. It wasn't about, you know, Bible. Mac, you smoke, man. That's so cool. He goes, Leland, it's sin. I'm sorry. There's no around it. It's sin. So there's famous stories of the conflict of smoking and Mac, being especially with the Baptist churches, and that, we can go on with that, but, you know, yeah, Mac smoked, but he knew that it was sin, and it was, you know, something that he had to deal with. But Leland ran the Loops Ministry down in Odessa, Texas, and he did a lesson each week, which basically Lone Ones and Prisoners in the rec room, And he taught, you know, salvational messages to these prisoners who were able to come through and listen to that. And in that content, he taught over 272 lessons he contributed to a website. And, of course, his blogs of 108 were part of his Keep Looking Up ministry. And that converted into a book. So, you know, that was a real blessing to have that content come to me, because he was the master of a 10-minute sermon or 20-minute sermon, but still approaching it, even though a one-and-done topic, would be from a Rye Division Acts 28 perspective. So that was a real blessing to have him contribute. But why does that matter? Well, at this time, there was somebody down yonder in New Zealand, and, you know, the Stuarts, Sepeda and Wayne, were professors. And somehow, she, in her pursuit of more mathematical prowess, was either recruited or searching for other universities to continue her work. And OU was one of those. So Wayne actually knew about us through a website. We had not met him yet. So they came and visited OU and also visited the church. Well, once she accepted the position of OU, they moved to Norman and all of a sudden became a member here of the church. And we were glad to have them. And again, Derek was teaching, right? I'll never forget, Derek one day had to do something he couldn't teach that Sunday. He asked Wayne to fill in. And he called me, said, "Yeah, champ, I'm concerned. We haven't really had Wayne teach yet. I should have probably vetted that first to see if he's worthy of being able to deliver the message." That's so funny now, because, you know, it's so true. Okay, you ask somebody to teach, you haven't really heard him yet, concerned, but my gosh, the Lord prepared him to fill in not only that Sunday, but eventually where he is now for the entire ministry from every Sunday going on, right? So if you look at this, is the event that brought the Stuarts to Oklahoma. Now, you think that's a coincidence? The Lord had prepared that way to get them here. And it gives me, I'm getting goosebumps right now if you think about it, because, you know, Wayne, okay, it's great to have another member of the church who thinks Right Division the right way, but, you know, Derek had to stop teaching to take care of his ailing wife, Sherry. Now, who was going to continue this ministry, right? Well, Wayne had been teaching a church down in New Zealand, and he had been through so many years of study that, you know, he was called to teach. And it was such a blessing to him. He wanted to teach. It was a perfect marriage to have Wayne start teaching after Derek had to take off to take care of Sherry. And I say that so it continues. Now, the reason I'm teaching today is Wayne's at the True Food of Decay conference in South Carolina. And you see right here, here's the agenda for Saturday. There's Wayne. So Wayne is making himself known in the Acts 28 communities as somebody you need to listen to and grow from. So it's a real blessing from that perspective. Now, why does that matter? Well, here's the background of Wayne. It gives you can read this on the website, but he's from New Zealand. He's taught math and physics in high schools in New Zealand. He married Sepeda in 94, returned to Auckland, and, you know, he was awarded a PhD in stats, took a job in the Department of Stats at the University of Auckland, and remained there in 2012. And it says here, during the course of studies, he was busy preaching and teaching at Grace Bible Church, located in New Zealand, Auckland. Grace is one of the very few churches in the Southern Hemisphere with Jesus the Scripture right divided. Now, we track who watches us. And, you know, New Zealand is enjoying watching Wayne teach from afar, because they can download the videos and they can really get a blessing of what he's doing up here at this hemisphere. So, and of course now he teaches full-time at Northside. But why does that matter? Well, Wayne is not a full-time pastor. Now, remember Derek had his own business. He is running a real estate appraisal company. Wayne's a college professor. Wayne's a busy guy. But yet, he spends time to prepare and teach here at Northside every Sunday. And that content is glorious for the Right Division side. Now, on the short time he's been here, He's created 11 studies, over 246 lessons, wrote 50 articles, and 30 blogs. Now, his current study, Acts 29, is up to 6 lessons. And you'll see this right here. This is, I talked about Power Video. If you click on the little video play, it'll be listing here all the videos you can see in a Power View mode. And, of course, the same is true for audio. Now, when Wayne started teaching, our website was geared up to do audio only. And, you know, watching him teach, I said, well, man, there's no way someone will enjoy listening to him because he's so visual. He's such a good visual teacher. He uses PowerPoint and whiteboard, and he does a great job using those platforms to help transfer knowledge to us. So immediately it was a challenge to me to learn how to do videos every Sunday. And, of course, I'm a detailed guy. I like to learn. So we started with one camera. It was back there. And, you know, from there, we went to there. We got two cameras in, and now we've got a third one here. So every Sunday, we record in triplicate videos being produced by me for every Sunday. And, of course, this mic gives me the audio that I sync up with all the videos to produce a really nice lesson. Now, we've had some audio challenges, so we're growing from that standpoint. But we learned how to turn this off and turn this on, and it goes wherever you are, because Wayne likes to go everywhere. And, you know, if you're back there in the camera, you're always, wait, where's it going next? But that's such a joy because he loves what he's doing. He loves teaching Acts 28, right of his perspective. Now, why does that matter? Well, this is from the Acts 29 study. And if you look at what he says here, is he's challenging his perception of what happened at Acts 28:28. Because traditionally, you know, we wrote a bunch of stuff in there. So he said, I'm taking a magnifying glass and really putting it on the Acts 28, the vision, and really looking in detail. Now, there are some videos I want to show you that talk about magnification that I think will really be a blessing. So if you'll, Clayton, if you'll get off and show the first one. This first one is mag factor of 10. It basically will take you from a position way out to way out. I mean, go ahead and watch it.
Center of Galileo's Venice, St. Mark's Square.
On the board.
Since the universe is a big place, we could easily get lost. So we'll need signposts to give us a sense of scale. The acrobat's ring is 1 meter wide. The crowd is 10 times wider. 10 meters across, larger by 1 power of 10. Now, with every step, every ring, we travel 10 times farther from Venice, and our view of the universe is 10 times wider. The 100-meter ring surrounds St. Mark's, and 1,000 meters, 1 kilometer, the city center. As our speed increases, 4 steps, 4 powers of 10, reveal all the islands of Venice, the Adriatic Sea, and the mainland of northern Italy. Six steps take in Europe from central Germany across Italy to the Balkans. And soon we can see the entire planet. Our home in space. Eight steps on our outward journey, 8 powers of 10, and we pass the farthest reaches of human travel, the moon. we visualize the path that the nine planets take in their orbits around the sun. At 13 steps from St. Mark's Square, the entire solar system comes into view. And with 15 steps, 15 powers of 10, we can see that our sun is just another star. From here on, our voyage will be measured in light years, the distance light travels in an entire year. Only now do we fly past our nearest neighbor stars, almost 5 light years away. The same journey, at the speed of today's spacecraft, would last 100,000 years. As we cross the perpetual night, our voyage takes us up and out of our sun's neighborhood, near the edge of a great pinwheel of stars. Just one of 100 billion stars in it. At this immense scale, 23 powers of 10, each shining light we see is not a star, but an entire galaxy composed of countless stars. Astronomers have discovered that the galaxies are flying away from one another. The universe is expanding. Our own galaxy and all the others form clusters and superclusters of stupendous size, hundreds of millions of light years across. And here, about 15 billion light years from Venice, we approach the outer limits of the visible universe. What lies beyond this cosmic horizon, we cannot see and do not know.
Now, wow, you started with 1 meter and you started going back, right? And the numbers in that video were very impressive. And, you know, you look at, of course, they're not a God-believing entity who produced that video. But we know who's in charge. We know the creator. And it was very exciting to see what was going on. That was a factor of 10. Now, if we look at the next video, and I'll wait just 1 second, I'll kick it off. February 14th, 1990. This is a very important date. Now, if you remember, Mac passed away in March of 1990. So this event happened near his death. And go ahead and kick off the video, and we'll look at what this February 14th, 1990 means from that perspective.
Late in the summer of 1977, an historic mission of exploration was launched. Twin spacecraft, christened Voyager 1 and 2, broke free from the Earth's gravity on journeys to the outer reaches of the solar system. Their primary destinations were the four giant outer planets: Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. For 13 years, the Voyagers probed these mysterious worlds at close range, while collecting data and transmitting stunning images back to Earth. Among thousands of pictures of planets and moons, perhaps the most memorable was recorded on February the 14th, 1990, when Voyager 1 approached the edge of the solar system then turned back toward the sun. With its wide and narrow angle cameras, the spacecraft captured unprecedented views of our home star and six of its orbiting planets. One of them appeared as a small pale dot engulfed by a ray of sunlight. It was the Earth, from nearly 4 billion miles away. While the world gazed intently at this pinpoint of light, timeless questions about its meaning, purpose, and significance suddenly took on new relevance. And once again, as in ages past, we paused to consider our planet's role within the grand scheme of the universe.
Now, what's amazing about that video is it was basically part of a series called Privileged Planet. It's a great series that really details how privileged our planet is in the position it resides in the galaxy. Everything, I mean, to the nth degree, if anything was off, we would not live like we are today. So it's a testimony to the intelligent design of the Earth and the universe and God. Now, let's go ahead and watch the next video. This is on magnification. The two videos we just saw went outward. Now let's look going inward.
I remember the first time I looked in a biochemistry textbook and I saw a drawing of something called the bacterial flagellum with all of its parts in all of its glory. It's had a propeller and a hook region and the drive shaft and the motor and so on. I looked at that and I said, that's an outboard motor. That's designed. You know, that's no chance assemblage of parts.
Behe's reaction was not surprising. For the molecular motors that drive bacteria through liquid each depend upon a system of intricately arranged mechanical parts. These parts come into focus when portions of a cell are magnified 50,000 times. Biochemists have used electron micrographs like this one to identify the parts and three-dimensional structure of the flagellar motor. In the process, they have revealed a marvel of engineering on a miniaturized scale.
Howard Berg at Harvard has labeled it the most efficient machine in the universe. These machines, some of them are running at 100,000 RPMs and are hardwired into a signal transduction or sensory mechanism so that it's getting feedback from the environment.
And even though they're spinning that fast, they can stop on a dime. It only takes a quarter turn for them to stop and shift directions and start spinning 100,000 RPM in the other direction.
And just like outboard motors on motorboats, it has a large number of parts which are necessary for the motor to work.
The bacterial flagellum, two gears, forward and reverse, water-cooled, proton motive force, it has a stator, it has a rotor, it has a U-joint, it has a drive shaft, it has a propeller, and they function as these parts of machines. It's, you know, it's not convenient that we give them these names. That's truly their function.
Since its discovery, scientists have tried to understand how a rotary motor could have arisen through natural selection. As yet, they have failed to offer any detailed Darwinian explanation. To see why, we must understand a feature of molecular machines known as irreducible complexity.
Irreducible complexity was coined by Mike Behe in describing these molecular machines. Basically what it says is that you have multi-component parts to any given organelle or system in a cell, all of which are necessary for function. That is, if you remove one part, you lose function of that system.
The idea of irreducible complexity can be illustrated by a familiar non-biological machine, a mouse trap. The trap is composed of five basic pieces: a catch to hold the bait, a strong spring, a thin bent rod called the hammer, a holding bar to secure the hammer in place, and a platform upon which the entire system is mounted. If any one of these parts is missing or defective, the mechanism will not work. All components of this irreducibly complex system must be present simultaneously for the machine to perform its function, catching mice. Irreducible complexity also applies to biological machines, including the bacterial flagellar motor.
All told, there are about 40 different protein parts which are necessary for this machine to work. And if any of those parts are missing, then either you get a flagellum that doesn't work because it's missing the hook or it's missing the drive shaft or whatever, or it doesn't even get built within the cell.
In evolutionary terms, you have to be able to explain how you can build this system gradually when there's no function until you have all those parts in place.
Yeah, irreducible complexity. Well, clearly that's a testimony to intelligent design. So we saw magnification going out on two videos. The second video, the third one was magnification going in 50,000 times the cell, and we see the engineering involved. Okay, so why does that matter? It matters because we've been called to share right division in Acts 28. God created a pair to detail so we may study. And, you know, he's provided Northside the resource to contribute to that call. So this max button showing the magnification glass, absolutely. Now, you look at the scriptures, we end up with this. You know, if you look at Romans, the scripture reading today was verse 20, which says the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You know, as science gets more sophisticated, it testifies more of him. They can't produce confirmation of evolution. There's intelligent design. I mean, all aspects of science properly done will basically be a witness for God's design and brilliance. Now, in Ephesians 3, you know, Paul said, look, I'm to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. That's what we're called to do. And it's a joy to see the maximum detail being that being done. And we're going to make all men see, and that men see is in italics in the scripture, that saints. And all Christians see was the fellowship of the mystery. This is a calling to help Christians understand this secret purpose that Paul's last ministry was given, the last revelation. And obviously, we're a showcase. What do you mean? Well, he tells us in verse 10, to the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that is why it matters, because at rightdivision.com, we're focused on delivering that content to whoever wants to see it. Now, basically, we have over 338 videos of content posted on Vimeo that's played over 1,700 times this past year. The website has over almost 50,000 page views from over 141 countries. This heat map shows you where people are viewing this content across the globe. Now, I'm just a webmaster. I don't really do it for the numbers. But, you know, if you look at the four dimensions that the Lord talks about in Ephesians 3:18, we're to know that depth. I think the last screen here gives you that passage. That we've been able to comprehend with all saints, whether the breadth, length, and depth and height of God's love and plan, eternal purpose. It's so exciting. And that is why it matters. So I'll end these scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:15. We know it. Studies show thyself approved unto God, that workmen need not be ashamed, right, dividing the word of truth. And of course, that's with 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. So the mere fact of right division as a call isn't saying throw away scriptures. All scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. You have to know how to apply it, and that's the principles of right division. And of course, 2 Timothy 4:1, 5 through 8, Paul at the end said, look, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the course. I've kept the faith. Hence, there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. Who those also those who love his appearing. So for me, I love the fact that I get to deal with detail, content, preaching right division, Acts 28. And I can't wait to see him. And I'll give that crown of righteousness pipe back to him because it's his. But I'll keep doing what I'm doing. And you know, thank goodness for the website. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for the lesson today. Thank you for the testimony of Northside and its commitment to Acts 28 and right division. We thank you for the teachers throughout the years, from Mac, from Derek, from Wayne, those who are able to commit their time and produce great lessons and content that helps us grow to be better Christians, to have a good foundation, and just to give glory to your Son, Christ Jesus. For in his name we pray, name we ask it. Amen.
His name is wonderful.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.